206. Praise be to him who hath rent the dark asunder, hath blotted out the night, hath drawn aside the coverings and torn away the veils, whose light thereupon shone out, whose signs and tokens were spread abroad, and his mysteries laid bare. Then did his clouds part, and loaded down the earth with his bounties and bestowals, and made all things sweet with rain, and caused the fresh greenery of knowledge and the hyacinths of certitude to spring forth and to shake and tremble for joy, till the whole world was scented with the fragrance of his holiness. Salutations and praise, blessings and glory be upon those divine realities, those sacred windflowers that have come forth out of this supreme bestowal, this flooding grace that hath roared like a clashing sea of gifts and bounties, tossing its waves to the high heavens. O God, my God, praised be unto thee for kindling the fire of divine love in the holy tree on the summit of the loftiest mount, that tree which is neither of the east nor of the west, that fire which blazed out till the flame of it soared upward to the concourse on high, and from it those realities caught the light of guidance and cried out, "Verily have we perceived a fire on the slope of Mount Sinai." O God, my God, increase thou this fire as day followeth day, till the blast of it setteth in motion all the earth. O thou, my Lord, kindle the light of thy love in every heart. Breathe into men's souls the spirit of thy knowledge. Gladden their breasts with the verses of thy oneness. Call thou to life those who dwell in their tombs. Warn thou the prideful. Make happiness worldwide. Send down thy crystal waters, and in the assemblage of manifest splendors, pass round that cup which is tempered at the camphor fountain. Verily art thou the giving, the forgiving, the ever-bestowing. Verily art thou the merciful, the compassionate. O ye loved ones of God, the wine cup of heaven overfloweth. The banquet of God's covenant is bright with festive lights. The dawn of all bestowals is breaking. The gentle winds of grace are blowing. And out of the invisible world come good tidings of bounties and gifts. In flower-spangled meadows hath the divine springtime pitched its tents, and the spiritual are inhaling sweet scents from the Sheba of the Spirit, carried their way by the east wind. Now doth the misting nightingale carol its odes, and buds of inner meaning are bursting into blossoms delicate and fair. The field larks are become the festival's musicians, and lifting wondrous voices, they cry and sing to the melodies of the company on high. Blessed are ye, glad tidings, glad tidings. And they urge on the revellers of the Abhar paradise to drink their fill. And they eloquently hold forth upon the celestial tree and utter their sacred cries. All this that withered souls who tread the desert of the heedless, and faded ones lost in the sands of unconcern, may come to throbbing life again and present themselves at the feasts and revels of the Lord God. Praise be to him. The renown of his cause hath reached to east and west, and word of the power of the Abhar beauty hath quickened north and south. That cry from the American continent is a choir of holiness. That shout from far and near that riseth even to the company on high is Yah Baha'u'llah. Now is the east lit up with a glory, and the west rose sweet, and all the earth is fragrant with ambergris, and the winds that blow over the holy shrine are laden with musk. Ere long shall ye see that even the darkest lands are bright, and the continents of Europe and Africa have turned into gardens of flowers and forests of blossoming trees. But since the dawning of this day star was in Persia, and since from that Orient the sun shone upon the west, it is our fondest hope that the flames of love's fire should blaze ever more vehemently in that land, and that there the splendour of this holy faith should grow ever more intense. May the tumult of God's cause so shake that land to its foundations. May the spiritual force of his word so manifest itself as to make Iran the core and focus of well-being and peace. May rectitude and conciliation and love and trust issuing forth from Iran bring immortality to all on earth. May she raise on the highest summits the banner of public order, of purest spirituality, of universal peace. O ye loved ones of God, in this the Baha'i dispensation, God's cause is spirit unalloyed. His cause belongeth not to the material world. It cometh neither for strife nor war, nor for acts of mischief or for shame. It is neither for quarrelling with other faiths, nor for conflicts with the nations. Its only army is the love of God. Its only joy, the clear wine of his knowledge. Its only battle, the expounding of the truth. Its one crusade is against the insistent self, the evil promptings of the human heart. Its victory is to submit and yield, and to be selfless is its everlasting glory. In brief, it is spirit upon spirit. Unless ye must, bruise not the serpent in the dust, how much less wound a man. And if ye can, no ant should ye alarm, much less a brother harm. Let all your striving be for this, to become the source of life and immortality and peace and comfort and joy to every human soul, whether one known to you or a stranger, one opposed to you or on your side. Look ye not upon the purity or impurity of his nature. Look ye upon the all-embracing mercy of the Lord, the light of whose grace hath embosomed the whole earth and all who dwell thereon, and in the plenitude of whose bounty are immersed both the wise and the ignorant. Stranger and friend alike are seated at the table of his favour. Even as the believer, the denier who turneth away from God, doth at the same time cup his hands and drink from the sea of his bestowals. It behooveth the loved ones of the Lord to be the signs and tokens of his universal mercy and the embodiments of his own excelling grace. Like the sun, let them cast their rays upon garden and rubbish heap alike, and even as clouds in spring, let them shed down their rain upon flower and thorn. Let them seek but love and faithfulness. Let them not follow the ways of unkindness. Let their talk be confined to the secrets of friendship and of peace. Such are the attributes of the righteous. Such is the distinguishing mark of those who serve his threshold. The Abha Beauty endured the most afflictive of calamities. He bore countless agonies and ills. He enjoyed not a moment's peace, drew not an easeful breath. He wandered homeless over desert sands and mountain slopes. He was shut in a fortress and a prison cell. But to him, his pauper's mat of straw was an eternal throne of glory, and his heavy chains a sovereign's carcanet. By day, by night, he lived under a whirling sword, and he was ready from moment to moment for death on the cross. He bore all this that he might purify the world and deck it out with the tender mercies of the Lord God, that he might set it at rest, that conflict and aggression might be put to flight, the lance and the keen blade be exchanged for loving fellowship, malevolence and war turn into safety and gentleness and love, that battlefields of hate and wrath should become gardens of delight, and places where once the blood-drenched armies clashed be fragrant pleasure grounds. That warfare should be seen as shame, and the resort to arms, even as a loathsome sickness, be shunned by every people. That universal peace raise its pavilions on the loftiest mounts, and war be made to perish for ever from the earth. Wherefore must the loved ones of God laboriously, with the waters of their striving, tend and nourish and foster this tree of hope. In whatsoever land they dwell, let them with a whole heart befriend and be companions to those who are either close to them or far removed. Let them, with qualities like unto those of heaven, promote the institutions and the religion of God. Let them never lose heart, never be despondent, never feel afflicted. The more antagonism they meet, the more let them show their own good faith. The more torments and calamities they have to face, the more generously let them pass round the bounteous cup. Such is the spirit which will become the life of the world. Such is the spreading light at its heart. And he who may be and do other than this is not worthy to serve at the holy threshold of the Lord. O ye loved ones of God, the Sun of Truth is shining down from invisible skies. Know ye the value of these days. Lift up your heads and grow ye cypress tall in these swift-running streams. Take ye joy in the beauty of the Narcissus of Najd, for night will fall and it will be no more. O ye loved ones of God, praise be to him. The bright banner of the covenant is flying higher every day, while the flag of perfidy hath been reversed and hangeth at half-mast. The benighted attackers have been shaken to their core. They are now as ruined sepulchres, and even as blind creatures that dwell beneath the earth, they creep and crawl about a corner of the tomb, and out of that hole from time to time, like unto savage beasts, they do gibber and howl. Glory be to God. How can the darkness hope to overcome the light? How can a magician's cords hold fast a serpent plain for all to see? Then, lo, it swallowed up their lying wonders. Alas for them! They have deluded themselves with a fable, and to indulge their appetites they have done away with their own selves. They gave up everlasting glory in exchange for human pride, and they sacrificed greatness in both worlds to the demands of the insistent self. This is that of which we have forewarned you. Ere long shall ye behold the foolish in manifest loss. O my Lord and my hope, help thou thy loved ones to be steadfast in thy mighty covenant, to remain faithful to thy manifest cause, and to carry out the commandments thou didst set down for them in thy book of splendours, that they may become banners of guidance and lamps of the company above, wellsprings of thine infinite wisdom and stars that lead aright as they shine down from the supernal sky. Verily art thou the invincible, the Almighty, the All-Powerful.